Well, it's always good to be in God's house, and certainly good to be here with Sam and Beth and all of you. God bless you. It's good to be here. As Brother Snow said, certainly not very good circumstances. And we had a rough time. I had a funeral Sunday at 2 o'clock. I buried an older man that had been to church. Buried him at 2, and that was about 30 miles in the wrong direction. Got done that, and we had to go then all the way to Baltimore to catch a flight. Got there just in time to catch that. And I guess we got to bed 2 or 3 o'clock Monday morning. Hallelujah. But God is good. And I appreciate Beth and Sam and wonderful work they did. Brother Snow preached for us while he was there. Just did a tremendous job. My, he did some wonderful, wonderful, wonderful preaching. And I hope you know you're blessed of God to have men of God, a man of God, the preacher. I can tell you right now, men of God aren't running like deers and herds. They're not flying in flocks like birds. Not swimming in schools like fish. How'd you like that? Praise God, I made that up. Pretty good, wasn't it? But that's the way it is. Hallelujah. And I appreciate men of God. I appreciate Brother Snow. Let me find my... I think I got a little song here. Amen. One of these hot, any one of these hot here, buddy?
Burn me. No. We start pushing on the bottom.
Hallelujah. Push it on the bottom.
Yeah. Let's see if it comes.
It's hot now. All right. I guess we'll try about F, sweetie.
Yeah.
It's not going to work. Give me D. Oh, there are situations we find ourselves in time and time again that bring us to our knees. We begin to wonder, will the darkness ever end? We begin to question what the end result will be. Oh, what if I fail? What if there's no way out this time? What if after all I've done, there's no hope for me? What if I lose? What if it's not enough to make it? What if it's impossible to be all I should be? Oh, but what if I'm anointed? And what if His grace is sufficient? What if by the blood of the Lamb, oh, I have been redeemed? Oh, what if He supplies all my needs according to His riches? What if I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me? Oh, what if I'm anointed? And what if His grace is sufficient? What if by the blood of the Lamb I have been redeemed? Oh, what if He supplies all my needs according to His riches? What if I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me? And if I see Him first, His kingdom and His righteousness, what if all these things are added unto me? And what if everything I put my hand to prosper, I had me ready to receive? For what if I'm anointed? And what if His grace is sufficient? What if by the blood of the Lamb? What if He supplies all my needs according to His will? What if I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me? Oh, there are situations we find ourselves in time and time again that bring us to our knees. We begin to wonder, will the darkness ever end?
We begin to question what the end result will be. And the devil says, what if I fail? What if there's no way out this time? What if after all I've done, there's no hope for me? Oh, what if I lose? And what if there's not enough to make it? What if it's impossible to be all I should be? Oh, but what if I'm anointed? And what if His grace is sufficient? What if by the blood of the Lamb I have been redeemed? Oh, what if He supplies all my needs according to His riches? What if I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me? Let's lift your hands and thank Him tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God.
Thank you, hallelujah. Praise Sam, give me a little water, will you? Praise God. Reading tonight from Acts chapter 1. Again, it's a privilege to be here. God bless you.
Thank you. Beth got me some. Brother Sam, she got me some. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Acts chapter 1, going to start reading at verse 4. Being assembled together with them, Jesus is commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith He, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by him in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem about a Sabbath day's journey. When they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. Heavenly Father, tonight, thank you for the reading of thy word and for thy word. I pray tonight, God, that you would touch me and anoint me by the power of the Holy Ghost. I realize, God, that without you I cannot make it, and I have no desire to try to make it without you. And I pray tonight that you'd breathe upon me, help me to speak the word that you've laid upon my heart today, and touch the hearts of men and women in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Thank you. I don't know if I want to say all I want to say right this second, but anyway, let me just tell you, back last year, I think it was in the fall, I was praying. I was very, just been under a lot of different strain and stress and pressure, different things, and been sort of grinding under load for about 3.5 years now, almost 4 years. And I just got desperate one night, and I just said, God, I'm not going to leave this chair until you talk to me. I'm not going to bed until you talk to me. About 4 o'clock in the morning, the Holy Ghost spoke to me. And he gave me 3 words. He said, restoration, reconciliation, and revival. Hallelujah. Glory to God. About a month later, I was praying again one night. I said, God, I got to hear from you. And he spoke, gave me three more things, and the three I'm going to preach about tonight. And here's what he told me. I'm going to preach on this tonight. He said to me, son, he said, it's a time to move on. It's a time to move up. And it's a time to move out. And that's what I'm going to preach on tonight. It's a time to move on. And a time to move up. And a time to move out. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo. These disciples had been with Jesus. 3.5 years he had been with them. They had seen the mighty hand of God. They had seen the miracles. They'd seen the power. Seen him walk on the water. Rebuke the storms. They watched him go to the gravesides. Saw him speak the word. Lazarus come out. Saw him touch the coffin. And the widow of Nain's son come to life. Watched him come out of the room. Amen. With Jairus' daughter. Woo! Watched him cleanse the lepers. Rebuke the winds and the waves. Great God of heaven. Open the blinded eyes. Unstop the deaf ears. Speak words of life. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you tonight. We'll preach to you if God will help me. I don't think any one of them ever imagined him being crucified. I don't think any of them ever saw him and could visualize the fact that he was going to hang on a cross and be crucified for their sins. When that happened, they fled and they scattered, and a few, his mother and others, just wept at the cross. But we know that Peter denied and Judas betrayed him, and the rest of them fled. And then all of a sudden, as if to turn the light on, and as if all of a sudden, my God, to bring light in a hopeless situation, he appears to them. Woo! And said, I'm alive. Hallelujah. My God, when it seemed like the law was gone, they went to the grave, and Mary comes running and said, he's not there. He's alive. He's gone. He's resurrected. He's alive. And everything is going to march on. Woo! Great God of heaven. He appeared to him. Amen. He showed himself. The Bible said, alive by many infallible proofs, being seen of many and testifying. Hallelujah. He ate bread with them. He ate fish with them. Had bread and fish on the fire. Amen. Transformed a barren fish this night into one that they had so many fish. 156 great fish that they had to drag the nets to the land. Oh my God. He said, touch me. Amen. See the nail prints. Touch me. Know that I'm the Christ. Know that I'm the Son of God. I've got the scars to prove it. I've got the scars in my hands. I've got the scars in my feet. I've got the nail prints on my hands. I've got the points in my brow. I'm alive. Hallelujah. And I'm alive forevermore. Woo. I don't know. But I sort of feel like that they may have thought that he was back to stay. And just when they were maybe starting to settle down just a little bit, he takes them outside of town and he begins to talk to them. And while he talks to them, Brother Mike, all of a sudden here he goes again. Ah, oh God. And they stand there, and the Bible said they're gazing upward. And while they're gazing upward, an angel appeared and said, you men of Galilee, why stand you gazing upward? This same Jesus is going to come back. Woo, but I've got a message for you. Amen. Don't stand here gazing up. It's time for you to move on. But go to Jerusalem and tarry there until you've been endued with the power that's come on high. I want to tell you tonight, amen, the devil's plan is to destroy us. The devil's plan is to drag us down. The devil's plan is to discourage us. The devil's plan is to make us think that the master has forsaken us. It's the devil's plan to make you think that you're never going to shout again. It's the devil's plan to make you think you're never going to live again. But I've got a message. Somebody tonight needs to quit gazing up and say it's time to pick up. It's time to move on. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. I'm just going to preach you what I feel like God spoke to me. I'm just going to tell you what I feel like God spoke to me. Amen. I tell you tonight, I felt like that God gave this to me. I really do. But I felt he said to me that it's not just for you. I really did. I felt that night God told me, I didn't just give it to you. It's for you. But it's not just for you. But there will be churches and there will be men and women across this country that are paralyzed with fear, paralyzed with distress, paralyzed with discouragement. My God, that have got discouraged at the times, discouraged by the turmoil, discouraged by the heartache. Amen. My God felt like giving up. And God said, I want you to tell him, it's time to get up. It's time to move on. It's time to run. My grace is going to go with them, and they're going to make it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are some of you here tonight, you have lost faith. You've lost hope. You've lost direction. You hear me? You've got hurts. You've got misgivings. Some of you here tonight, amen, and I felt like saying this. Some of you here tonight are carrying baggage from a troubled past and a broken heart. You've got a string of what seems like endless failures and disappointments. But God wanted me to tell you that tonight, tonight, he wants to heal you. Woo! Tonight, he wants to release you. Tonight, my God, he wants to revive you so that you can move on. Lift up your head. Lift up your feet. My God, lift up your heart. There's a time you've got to move on. Lift your hands and praise him tonight. Woo! Oh, God, help me preach. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I got to preach to you. Hallelujah. I got to preach just what God told me. Hallelujah. Listen to me. I never cease to be amazed. I never cease to be amazed at the people sitting in holiness churches that have got troubled past. You know, I always thought that life consisted of a loving daddy and a loving mama and a loving family. My dad was never a drunk. He was never a drug addict. To my knowledge, he never one time ever cheated on my mama. We went to church. Our life was church. We lived church. I didn't realize there was a world that was hurting. I didn't realize there were folks sitting in churches that were bearing scars of a troubled past. Ladies that had been abused. Men that had been abused. Children that had been abused. My God, my God. Oh, listen to me. And some of you here have never been able to let go of your past. Oh, but I want to tell you something. You cannot undo your past. But I tell you what you can do. You can keep your past from destroying your future if you'll agree and let God heal you and let you move on. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, glory, glory, glory. I feel the Holy Ghost. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, great God. I said you cannot undo the past. Amen. You cannot erase the scars of a troubled past. You'll not be able to erase the scars, amen, that may have come in your life and the abuse that you may have taken. But I'm going to tell you right now, just because it has troubled your past, you don't have to let it destroy your future. The Holy Ghost said, I want to heal you. The Holy Ghost said, I want to revive you. The Holy Ghost said, it's time you get up. It's time you moved on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, I got to preach to you. I'm just going to preach to you tonight what God told me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me say this quickly. Me and my wife went to visit this lady in our church one day. I don't know why. I think she wanted us to come over for dinner. And while we were there, she began to cry, began to tell me about a horrible past. My God, it was so horrible. The way her father abused him and beat him and other ways abused him. And I couldn't imagine. She had sat there in my church for probably 4 or 5 years. I never knew the poor woman had that horrible past. I was preaching in the Bible school. It was another message, but preaching and I don't know how many came and they were saying, well, that girl there, she's had, and this one, and it'd be, and I thought, my God, can this, out of this few, can that many people have that many burdens? Can they have that? And I found out, yes, that it seemed like it more than not have been troubled and burned and scarred and marred. And sometimes those become shackles that drag you down. You can't rise above them. The devil wants you to drag those chains and let them drag you down. I want to urge you tonight to cast aside the chains, throw aside the wreckage, leave behind your past, and lift up your head and make up your mind. You're going to move on from this night forward in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Woo. Some of you tonight are carrying the burden of a broken confidence. Listen to me now. You were done wrong. It was never made right. And it may never be made right. Are you listening to me? Bitterness is blighting and destroying your future. The Holy Ghost said, it's time to move on. Woo. He had to speak to me, Brother Sam. He had to talk to me. He had to tell me, Paul, you got to move on. You have got to forget it. You've got to forgive, and you've got to move on. You can't spend the rest of your life groveling and moaning and groaning over what's been done wrong. Come on here. My God, it's time to quit gazing up. It's time to come out of the stupor. There's a job to be done. There's a gospel to be preached. There's a world to be reached. There's a gospel to be spread out. There's a job to be done here, and we can't spend our time groveling over the same old disappointing thing. Lift up your head. Make up your mind. I've got a job to do, and I'm going to move on, and I'm going to do it by the grace of God. Lift your hands and praise Him tonight. Woo! Woo! I'm going to tell you something. Some folks feel like the preachers, all they have to do is to eat fried chicken and sleep till 12. My dear friend, I'm gonna tell you something. You don't even begin to vaguely comprehend the burden of the ministry. Oh God. Oh, I've been at it 40 years now. There's a lot of wounds in my heart. But my back's full of scars where I've been stabbed in the back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I'm going to tell you something. I refuse to die. Woo! I refuse to lay down and die in a pool of self-pity. My God, something inside of me said, my God, son, get up. You got to move on. Get up, son. You got to move up. Get up, son. You got to move out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. I went to Louisville, Kentucky, took a church there. The older pastor got sick and had a stroke and was unable to pastor. I was preaching a camp meeting up in New York. He drove all the way up there, heard me a few nights and said God showed him I was the man to take his church. Wanted me to drop everything and come right then. I said, no, I won't come now. I said, I'll pray about it. And I said, I'll come out in the fall, we'll preach for you, and we'll go from there. And so I went there, and I think it was in November, preached a while, a week or two, went ahead and took the church, felt led to take it. God began to bless it, began to grow. We went from 30, about a year and a half, we was running about 150 strong, and the power of God was moving. Well, guess what? All of a sudden, he felt led to take back over. God told him it's time to take back over. Hallelujah. What you do, preacher, I'll tell you exactly what I did. I said, Brother Rogers, I'm going to tell you you're missing God. I said, God's not done. It's just getting started. But I said, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I want you to pray about it 2 more weeks. If after 2 weeks you want it, I'll be gone. I'll load up and we'll be gone. You can have it. 2 weeks later, I said, yeah, I still feel led to take over. What'd you do? I'll tell you exactly what I did. I went to Indiana. I bought a brand new trailer and I got me a truck and I started evangelizing. Woo! Hallelujah. What happened to the church? It's been down to nothing. It went down to nothing in less than a year. He died. Sad to say the poor man died. And the church has never done nothing from that day to this. I think they run about 6 or 7 now. What a set. What about you, preacher? I tell you exactly. I got me a trailer. I hit the road and revival fell. Hallelujah. My God, I just decided I'm going to move on. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't let the... I said, don't let the devil beat you down. Don't let the devil drag you down. My God, don't let the devil tell you you got to quit and spend the rest of your life licking your wounds. Get up. I said, get up. Get up in Jesus' name. You're going to live. You're going to be revived. God's going to touch you one more time. Hallelujah. Some have become like Elijah. They're crawling in a cave somewhere, paralyzed. I said they're paralyzed. Oh, my God, they're paralyzed with fear. They're paralyzed with despair. Until finally God had to say, Elijah, get out of here. What are you doing in this cave? Get out of here. My God, you've got to live. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh God, I'd rather be like Joseph. Amen. Despised by his jealous brothers. Can you say hallelujah? I feel the Holy Ghost. Not on by Potiphar's wife. Forgotten by the baker and the butler. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. But not forgotten by the God of heaven. And he went from the prison to the prime minister. Hallelujah. And when his first son was born, he didn't name him Misery. He didn't name him Hateful. He'll come on here. You know what he named his first son? Amen, Manasseh. Why? Because the Lord hath made me to forget. Woo! You can forget. You can move on. I said you can forget. You can move on. You better forget. You've got to move on. Hallelujah. Woo! And he named the second son Ephraim, which means he hath made me fruitful in the land of my affliction. Hallelujah. You meant it for evil. God meant it for good. It tried to bring me down. It tried to knock me out. It tried to stop my progress. But I'm still moving. I'm going on. God's made me forget. God's made me fruitful in the midst of my trials, in the midst of my tests, in the midst of my struggles. I've been made fruitful. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. If God be for us, who can be against us? Ooh, huh? Oh, I've been lied on, cheated, talked about, mistreated. I've been bruised, scorned, talked about, sure as you're born. But long as I've got King Jesus, long as I've got King Jesus, long as I've got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else because I'm going to make it. I'm going to live. Hallelujah. You're going to live. Hallelujah.
got to say this.
I've got to say this to somebody here. Now listen to this, what God told me to tell you. This is what God wanted me to tell you tonight. Some of you have allowed your critics to conquer your spirit. Oh, hallelujah. You built walls around yourself. I know. I understand. Been here. You're afraid to trust people. Hallelujah. You put on that front that says, I'm tough. Hallelujah. You can't bother me. But God said inside you're dying, and when there's no one around you, crying. Oh, hallelujah. But here's what God told me to tell you. He told me to tell you to love again. He told me to tell you to live again. He told me to tell you he's got your back. Woo! He told me to tell you he's got your future. He told me to tell you that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you will it bring to justice and judgment. Woo! Hallelujah! Come on now. And he said, he told me to tell you, kill your enemies with prayer and kindness. Hallelujah! My God. And God said to tell you, I've got a land of new beginnings. I've got a land where you're going to live again. I've got vineyards you never planted. I've got houses you're going to live in that you never built. I've got wells of water that you've never drunk from. You're going to live again. Lift up your head. My God, you're going to move on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Lift your hands and praise him tonight. Hallelujah.
I got a little more to say here tonight. I'm not done yet. Hallelujah.
And some of you tonight fit in this group. You're like those in Deuteronomy chapter 3. Excuse me, chapter 2 and verse 3. Where God said, he said, tell the people. I believe he spoke to Joshua, said, no, it was to Moses. He said, you have compassed this mountain long enough. It's time to go northward. Woo, that was toward Canaan. Hallelujah. And I'm telling some of you right here tonight, you've been around the same old circles enough times. I said you've been around the same old circles one time too many. Hello? My God, come on here now. It's the same old junk. It's the same old mess. It's the same old junk that drags you down. Amen. That little cell phone you got in your hand, you can't control it. You're gossiping, you're slandering. Hello? You're looking at filth and garbage. My God, if you can't handle a smartphone, get a dumb one. Somebody say hallelujah. Woo! My God, one guy told the preacher, or one lady told the preacher, she said, preacher, I can't control my tongue. He said, lady, this altar's 20 foot long. Lay it out on here. If this ain't enough, we'll build an extension. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, brother, Ogie Gibson had a problem with gossiping. She come up to the church. She came up. He told her, said, put your head right here. She laid her head right there. He poured about a half a bottle of oil in her. He said, I'll tell you one thing. Said she didn't gossip no more. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on now. I want to tell you something. My God, when are you ever going to get it settled? When are you ever going to throw that television out? My God, when are you going to quit that drinking and watching movies? When are you going to quit that cussing? My God, when are you going to pray through, lay aside the world? When are you going to get it here and push this thing? When are you going to get it here and move forward? It's a time to move on. Hallelujah.
My God,
You've been coming here for a year, 2 years, 3 years. My God, you've heard enough holiness. I'm not the only one that's preached it. You know what God expects. You know what God's word said. Don't you think it's about time you got down to this altar and prayed through and laid aside the world and said, I think I'm going to go forward. I need the Holy Ghost. I need revival. I need an anointing. I need the touch of God. I need the breath of the Holy Ghost. It's time to move on. I've had more than one try to pull this old man back. Had one lady came for about a year, and her husband got saved. He never had been saved, got saved, gloriously saved. Finally, after years, she said, called me up. She said, Pastor Paul said, we're leaving. I said, what's the problem, Polly? She said, well, I don't believe what you preach. I said, what's the problem? I don't believe that holiness. I said, well, Polly, about probably 60 years old. I said, didn't you go to Hayfield Assembly all your life? Yeah, sure did. I said, well, I know in the 40s and 50s they preached just like I preach. Oh, she said, yeah, so they preached just like you did. I said, what about that? Oh, she said, I didn't believe them either. I said, okay. I knew he was done with that conversation. Hallelujah. My God, I want to tell you right now. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're going to ever get victory, if you're ever going to get what you need, you're going to have to move on. You're going to have to leave it behind. You have to quit going around the same mountain. Oh, some of you have been a revival after revival. God touched you. You prayed. The Holy Ghost fell on you. You spoke in tongues. But my God, when revival's over, you turn and you headed right back the same old trail. You picked up the same old stuff that God convicted you of. You made another circuit. You went around in another circle. My God, why don't you get tired of making circles and make you a beeline for an altar? Make you a beeline for victory. Make you a beeline for the power of the Holy Ghost. Woo! Hallelujah. Sometimes you've got to move on. I said you have got to move on. They had to move up. Don't stand here gazing. You got to go to the upper room. Hallelujah. We got too many people interested in a supper room and too few people filled with the upper room. Oh, somebody say hallelujah. I said, come on here. My God, you can get a crowd in the supper room, but it's hard to find a few that'll go with you, Brother Mike, to the upper room. Woo! Oh, I think I need to say that one more time. I said, we got a whole lot of folks that are willing for a supper room experience, but not near enough already for an upper room experience. Woo! My God. We've got too much fashion and too little passion for the gospel. We've got too many interferers and too few interceders. We've got way too much rattle and way too little revival. We've got way too much action and way too little unction. Oh, great God, somebody say hallelujah. I don't know about you. I'd like to move up. I'd like for the Holy Ghost to shake this place. I'd like for the Holy Ghost to saturate us. My God, I'd like to have another upper room experience in my church, in this church, in church and all across America. We need to get back to the upper room. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Oh, hallelujah. I'd like to have been there when it started coming up. Hallelujah. Here comes old Brother Peter. I still believe he's leading the way. Come up there. Hallelujah. James and John may have come up afterwards. And they said, Peter, what are you doing here? You denied the Lord. Yeah, I know it. I know it. But he said, come up here. Hallelujah. He said to come up here. I know I failed. Whew. But I moved on. And I decided to move up. Oh. Hey, Thomas. Hey, I understand you doubted us. What are you doing here? I know I did. But I decided that I was going to move on. And I decided I was going to move up. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory. I said glory. Oh my God, when are some of you going to move up? I said, when are you going to move up? Are you tired of living in the lowlands? Are you tired of living defeated? Are you tired of living broken down? My God, move on. My God, move up. Amen. Get filled with the power of the Holy Ghost and leave this church endued with power and ready to charge the gates of hell. My God, and have revival one more time. God wants to do it again. Woo!
I smell something. Ooh. Some of your brakes are getting a little hot. You have to let up after a while. You're going to burn through your pants. I feel the Holy Ghost. If you think you're going to stop this train, you're just fooling yourself. The Holy Ghost is here. The power of God's here. Woo! My God, somebody is going to move on. Somebody is going to move up, and you're going to be left behind. I said you're going to be left behind. Lost out. Backslid. Bitter. And broken. If you don't move up, and if you don't move on. Yea, thus saith the Lord of heaven. Know this, that I, the God of heaven, try the hearts. Know this, saith the God of heaven. Those things which thou hast said in secret, what I shout from the housetops. Know this, saith the Lord of hosts, that I have laid my hand upon this church. I have laid my hand upon this pastor and his wife. Yea, know my word, saith the Lord. Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Know this, saith the Lord of hosts, that this night I am speaking to you. Yea, it is time for you to move on. Yea, it is time for you to move up. Yea, it is time for you to seek my face, lest thou be destroyed and cut off, and thou without remedy. For I am the Lord thy God, and I'm a God of might and a God of power, and I know all things, and nothing is hid from me. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh. Hallelujah. Glory. It's time for somebody to right now to get out of your seat and make your way to this altar and say, preacher, I've decided I'm going to move on. And I've decided I'm going to move up. I'm not going to die, but I'm going to live. Oh, that's right. That's right. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
You could sit there and die if you want to. But I tell you, somebody's going to move on. And somebody's going to live in this church tonight. Hallelujah. And it can be you if you want to. But you're going to have to bury your hatchet and bury your bitterness. You'll have to pray through and get a hold of God, or you're going to die in a pool of blood and in a pool of bitterness. They're going to bury you. My God, you're going to die if you don't move on and if you don't move up. Hallelujah.
Woo, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory.
So I'll go down 7 times, and a tree I'll even climb. I'll even tear the roof off just to get to you. Time, Lord, I'll serve you honestly. I always lived a life of just pretend, a plastic heart inside, no peace within. But now I stepped out from the dark. Dear Lord, I've opened up my heart, revealing all my secrets, hidden sin. Oh, I'll go down 7 times, and a tree I'll even climb. I'll even tear the roof off just to get to you. And I'll get down on my knees at the foot of Calvary, so openly, this time, Lord, I'll serve you honestly. There's no use in trying to hide it from your eyes, and there's no need in wearing your disguise. For all you see in me is just a lot of Pharisee. Though I'm trying to be as honest as I can. And now go down 7 times, and a tree I'll even climb. I'll even tear the roof off just to get to you. Get down on my knees at the foot of Calvary and declare so openly, this time, Lord, I'll serve you honestly. Oh, and I'll go down 7 times, and a tree I'll even climb. I'll even tear the roof off just to get to you. This time, Lord, I'll serve you honestly.